Okay, everybody. Okay. Shalom to all. Okay, so this week we study Packet Vav. We got the Vav and Zion, and next week we'll do Inyanei Rosh Hashanah. And after Rosh Hashanah, we'll have some Inyanei Sukkos. For those that are going to be here, those that live local and still be here, we will have shiurim through Yom Kippur. Not on Yom Kippur, not on Erev Yom Kippur, but before that. After Yom Kippur, we don't have shiur till after Sukkos. So those that are here and are not going away, those that are going away, I would recommend to get all the packets are now available. So any packet that I'll be giving after, before you leave, please come to me, and I'll give you the Sukkos packets and the Chumash packets and everything, so you can listen online if you're not going to be here after Rosh Hashanah. Okay. But those that are going to be here, so please be here. Okay. So we've been discussing the Rambam Divrei Sofrim, you know, the whole discussion with the Kesef Mishnah and the Tshuvas HaRambam and the Shev Yaakov and the Marsham and the whole thing. So now we're going to get back to part of the same discussion is the machlokus between the Rambam and the Bahag and the Minyan and Mitzvah. So if you remember last year, those that were here last year, we did a machlokus Rambam and the Bahag about the Rabbanans, right? Remember that? That the Bahag lists all these the Rabbanans part of the 613 Mitzvahs. Ner Chanukah is one of the mitzvahs of the 613. The Rambam said, what are you talking about? Ner Chanukah? That's not from the 613. That's the Rabbanan. And Mikra Megillah, he lists Bahag. And he lists Ner Shabbos. And the Rambam was not happy with him. So, and we discussed that in great detail last year, when we were talking about Zochin Mamre and the whole thing, right? That takes up half of Avi Shechter's folder. Okay. But today, we're going to discuss another machloikis between who? Rambam and the Bahag. Another machloikis between Rambam and the Bahag. And that is fascinating what the Bahag lists. So that's why I zirax the Bahag for you also, so you can see it. Right? Rabbi Telki walked in. Okay. Take a packet. It's free. Okay. Let's look. Rabbi Telki, you get in. It's nice. And Shashem Lokechetira. You gotta fear God. That's a mitzvah, right? So the Gemara says in Pesachim on Chav Beis and Beis, and then there's a word from the Kotzker, Rabbi Telki. As Hashem Lokech Etira, it says, "Ketani Rishivim and Amsuni v'Amir Lechemim and Amsuni Hedorish Kol Esim Shabbatara." He would darshan every time it says "es" in the Torah. Well, what's the significance of that? In fact, we have a sefer in the library, I think, by Yagid Yaakov. We have it on the fifth floor, 5A. You can go there. He goes through every S in the Torah and tells you what you can learn out from every S in the Torah. Okay? So he was darsh every S Shabbat Torah. But then, Kevin Shigir Es Hashem Lokechetira, once he got to Es Hashem Lokechetira, Pirish. Then he stopped because he says, "How can I? Like, what am I? What can we add to Hashem?" Right? I can understand Marbe in other areas, but in the same breath with Hashem. Pirish. So he stopped. He stopped the project. You know, he would do every S until so Shalchel Kira is an Akev. That means he was darshaning all the way. It's unbelievable, Musa Haskel.
He was darshaning all the way from Bereshis till somewhere towards the beginning of Devarim, and then he said maybe the whole project is wrong, because maybe you're not supposed to darshan S, because here he got stumped. You know, Bereshis Bara Elokim Es HaShamayim Es HaAretz, he did S all the way. This was like a lifetime project. And then in the end, he got to Devarim, Perek Yud, Pasachof, and he threw in the towel. He threw in the towel, no more. Because he says it does. And so once he said this one, he says maybe all the ones are questionable, because it doesn't make sense that you could marbe anything with Hashem. So what about your whole lifetime project? You a darsh. He says, just like I get schar for the Talmud Torah that I put in, the toil I put in to all the esim, so I'm going to get schar. In English, what do we call this? What do we call this in English? Intellectual honesty. Intellectual honesty. In other words, he saw that that was wrong. Well, at least he thought he was wrong. One second. He thought he was wrong. So he said, that's it. Just like Hashem gave me schar for doing it, he's going to get me schar for retracting. You have to fear Talmidei Chachamim as well. And that you can put in the same breath that goes from. You know what the Kotzker said?
Shalom, Kachatira, the Rabbis, Talmidei Chachamim, the Talmidei Chachamim also have to have Yerushalayim. So they shouldn't think that, you know, oh, I'm such a big person, so the regular rules don't apply to me. The Kotzker, the principle, as the word of the Kotzker. That's what Hashem will have to do. But the Pashat is that if we fear Hashem, we have to also fear Talmidei Chachamim. We discussed that last year, but we're not the whole thing that we discussed last. So I'll take your question a second. So the question is, does that get listed in the 613? So I would have said, nah, that's not in the 613. That shouldn't be in the 613, right? So comes the Baal Halachos Gedolot on page 10, the second arrow on page 10. Look, the year of Melech HaChavim. Look at it. You see on page 10, the year of Melech HaChavim. That means that's one of the 613. This is his list of the 613. So one of his list of the 613 is Liyira Melech HaChavim. Liyira Melech HaChavim. So you see, we're going to see further that the Bahat Shita is that even things that we learn now from Drushes are counted as a separate list from the 613. Which doesn't surprise us so much, because if he was already counting the Rabbanans last year that had not even learned out of the Drusha, so why not count things that have learned out of the Drusha? So the Baha'i counts S, L'Rabos Talmidei Chachamim, in what? In the 613 mitzvahs. Yes, now you can speak.
I don't understand this. What's the difference in Pasuk and
Eid
have a Pasuk for slightly earlier this time, and the man through the channel of heaven?
Yeah.
How could he get through his time very
quickly? No, but maybe that's not a mandate. Laman means Laman is not a tzibur. Yeah. Right? As Esa Shabakhatira, that's a mandate. That's a tzivur. So it's unbelievable. So the Bahad lists Esa Shemel Khatira as one of the 613 mitzvahs. Wow. That's like awesome. So let's see what else. Let's keep going. Then we have another pasuk. Let's look page 3. This I told my kids at the Shabbos table. Page 3. So that they knew, but they didn't know the Drushan Subas Kuf Gimel. Take a look at Subas Kuf Gimel, page 6. Hizaru b'kvod imchem. You should be nisar in your mother's coffin. So we merge it. The raisin. Well, you need someone to tell me Hizaru b'kvod imchem. Where it says b'shaspi di rosso shorev in Omer. He told his son before he died, you know, be careful with the covenant of your mother. Okay, I mean, it's a possible kubbish, so why should they be careful? So the Gemara says, we see it's Chabei Zavich, that's the method. Eishas Ab Havai, Eishas Ab Nami Dereshi, it's Chabei Zavich, that's the method. Eishas Zavich is Eishas Zavich, that's the method of Bali method. Because maybe it's referring to your father's wife, who's not necessarily your mother. And the father remarried, the mother divorced, passed away. So it says, the verse says, that's also the right thing. It says, Kamei Zavich Vesimecha, Es Avicha, Zo Eishas Avicha, Vesimecha, Zo Baal Imecha. So what's the Vav, Ve Es Imecha? Vav Yisera, Marabos, Es Achicha, HaGadol. That's what I told my kids, that they have to honor their older brother. Achicha, HaGadol. So the verse says, "Hadi meili mechayim, but balach arisa lo." That's only when he's alive, but if not, then not. As opposed to parents, there's a chiyuv kibur aveid even after they're gone. So we learned in this Gemara that there's a chiyuv of kibur to your father's wife and to your mother's husband. I mean, who's not necessarily your father or your mother, and your older brother. So again, what's the story here? Do we count these things or not? So let's see. Does it count it? So here he says no. On page 9, he just says Kibar Aveim. Right? Page 9 in the Bahad, he lists Kibar Aveim. Mola, the Kibar Aveim. But he doesn't list Achagodol. So that's a little bit interesting, right? Because if you want to say that the Bahad is listing all the things you learned out from the Drasha, like the Bahad Mizlah, we just saw before, S. It's a Shemel Kechatira, S. Rabbah, Chomine Chachomim, and he lists the year of the Chachomim as one of the Kayak Mitzvahs. Then he should, so we see, the Rabbah is going to ask, that she's going to list Achich HaGadol. He doesn't. Okay? Because L'chor, it's Chabah HaTalia. If you're not listing Drushas, you're not listing Drushas. But if you're listing Drushas, then L'chor, you should list this too. Let's keep going. let's keep going. Page 7. Pasuk in Yisroel. V'zarta hashem es hachukim v'satoros v'odatol hem sadech yachubo v'samas esher yasu. So you have to teach people the derech that they should follow and the maisa that they should do. V'odatol hem sadech yachubo v'samas esher yasu. So look on page 8, the Gemara Bava Metzia, page 8. The Tani Rav Yosef, Volvadolhem, Beis Chayim, as a derech to Gmilus Chasodim. Derech is Gmilus Chasodim. Yelchu Zabikwa Cholim, Bozu Kvura, Samaisa Zahadin, Shayasum Zulufnim Shura Sadin. So you learn from these psukim, Gemilas Chasadim, Bikur Cholim. So it doesn't say Beferish in the Torah, Bikur Cholim. It doesn't say Beferish. But let's learn that from these drushes. So now look at the Bahar. Look at the Bahar on page 9. So Aleches Bidrachav. He moves out of the mitzvah. That's the 32nd mitzvah. There's a separate mitzvah. Aleches Bidrachav. And then L'hal Bisharumim. You know, to help someone who needs clothing. L'hal Bisharumim. Ligbor Mesim. L'nachem Aveilim. These are all separate mitzvahs. Bikur Cholim. All separate mitzvahs. This is, they're all learned out from a different word in the pasuk, and he lists them all as separate mitzvahs. And then on page 10, look on page 10. Ligmor Chesed is a separate mitzvah, and Simchas Kala. So, what does Ligmor Chesed mean? I mean, let me ask you, once you have Ligmol Chesed, so what do you need all the other things? Aren't these other things Ligmol Chesed? Like Bikur Cholim? How do you understand the mentioning of Ligmol Chesed as a separate mitzvah, and Simchas Kal is a separate mitzvah, and Bikur Cholim is a separate mitzvah, and Hal Bisharumim? Where does Ligmol Chesed? Because normally we'd say, oh, it's a big chesed, you're helping out, da da da. What is this as a separate mitzvah? A ligmor chesed. And all these things are because of the Bahag, as the Rambam explains, of the Bahag Shita, that all these things that we learn out from Drasha, Yelchu, right, Ba, Zo, you know, are all from that pasuk in Yisro, right? So how do you understand Ligmol Chesed? What does that mean?
We've already established the Rambam rules for abundance.
The Bahag.
So the Rambam writes in Mitzvah and Pabuk Avel, it's Mitzvah as they shall pray in the Bahag or Pol, and that from Avel, will also get made, will happen to Sakala, will allow us our own culture and make a world of faith open.
Just answer my question. What is Ligmol? So why is Gemil Chaskanim listed as a separate mitzvah then, if he lists all these others? Yeah, okay, but what I want to understand, what's the... Yeah, but why is Ligmol Chesed a separate thing?
That's a kolios.
So, but it's strange that they don't mention Ligmol Chesed, just mention all the...
Because those not only classifications, general the rights of passengers.
Right.
Then it covers much more than just these.
So you're saying that when you
the
do when you do so when you do chesed, you get both mitzvahs.
Right.
Because if you bikur cholim,
you
get chesed and then
bikur cholim.
Yeah. What were you going to say, Moshe? Yeah, I have that in my safer. Yeah. Yeah, but you're saying Mavakar Kola, but you have all things that you're reactionary.
Yeah.
Right, I quoted from the Ber Chaim in my Sefer on Parshas Vayera, I believe, that there's a difference between Chesed and Rachamim. But Rachamim, somebody comes to you, you feel pity, and you help them out. Chesed is you actively, you know, try to get opportunities to do Chesed. So you're saying all these other cases are, there's a kala, so I have to help her out. There's a chayla, I have to go bevachin. I want to say, ligbol chesed can be a separate mitzvah of actually seeking out to doing chesed. Okay, that's an interesting idea. What you said too is also interesting. Yeah, okay. Okay, so now, so this is the Bahag. So what did the Bahag do for us here? So what the Bahag did for us is he listed mitzvahs that are not beferish in the Torah, which again doesn't surprise us because he listed near Hanukkah, right? We learned that last year, right? It's still here on the sheet. I just didn't put the bracket in because we're not talking about that now, but if you want to see, look on page 9. Look on page 9. Yeah, look on the two lines before the arrow. He says, Birkas HaMazon, Talmud Torah, Mea Brachos B'chol Yom. Mea Brachos B'chol Yom. That's a drasha. Ma Hashem Melchech HaShom Me'imach Alter Ma Elamea. And then, one second, Jake. And on the next page, on page 10, on the fourth line, he says, Ner Shabbos, Ner Chanukah. Yeah. Well, you see, we mentioned last year that he holds Lo Sosur includes all the Rabbanos like the Rambam, but he goes a step further than the Rambam because he says, and therefore every positive mitzvah the Rabbanon made is kilu, it's like a Daraisa. Right, so is there a difference? Jake is asking, according to the Bahag, that you list the Rabbanans because they're in Bechlal Lo Sosur. So some of the Rabbanans don't even have an Asmachta. Like Ner Chanukah doesn't have an Asmachta. It might be, you know, Darshanim who Darshan the whole Parshas Miketz about Ner Chanukah. Like Vayimikei Shnasayim Yomim, one of the Sfarim says Shnasayim small near Tadlik Yomin Mezuzah. So, you know. But I don't know to think about that. You're saying 613 doesn't mean it's a Daraisa. But, okay. Let's see. So now let's look on the Rambam's critique of the Bahag on page 11. So the first thing he writes Hashorash Hasheni, She'ein Roy Limnos Kol Masha Lemaidim Ba'achas Mishloshes Remidus HaTorah Nedrasimem, Omi Ribut. The Rambam says the second rule, the first rule was what? That was what we did last year. So if you stay in the Shir for 14 years, then maybe we'll go through all 14 of the Sharashim. Okay. Perhaps. So he's saying that you shouldn't. First thing he says, don't list the rabbanis. And now he's saying, don't even list things that are learned out from drushes, like for riboy. So kvar, he says like this. Kvar beyainu b'psicha chiburei v'peirush hamishnah sherov dinei tor yotzu b'shloshes v'midah shatar drushed. Shadina yotzim midah v'osan hamidah seina l'fnim tipo b'machlokas v'yesham dinim him peirushim ha'mekubalim v'moshe ein machlokas b'neim. והם מביאים ראי עליהם ביחס עם 13 מידוש כי מכוח מסחקוסות שאפשר שימצא בו רמז מורה על הפרש ההוא המקובל או הקש והביעד את העניין שם. So he says כבר ביינו זה כשיהיה כן הנה לא כל מה שנמצא לחכמים שהוציאו בהקש מ-13 מידוש נאמר שנאמר למשה בסיני ולא גם כן נאמר לכל מה שימצא בתלמוד שיצבו על חס מ-13 מידוש שהוא דרבנן כי פעמים יהיה הפרש ההוא מקובל ממשה בסיני לפי הרואי בזה כל מה שלא תמצאו כוסו בתור תמצאו בתלמוד שלמדו בחס מ-13 מידוש In other words, just because something is a Yugimal Midas Shatorah Drashah doesn't make it an automatic Doraisa. Unless we have a Kabbalah that's Doraisa. Doesn't mean it's Doraisa. So if they didn't tell us it's a deraisa, it could be it's a derabbanan. So now he says that one of our good friends made a mistake. Who's that? Who made the mistake? The Bahar. That's what he's claiming. Because he gives an example of a mistake that the Bahar made, is that he mentioned in the 613 mitzvahs, Yiras Chachom. That's Hashem Elokech Atira, the Rabbos Talmidei Chachomim, we saw the Bahar lists that in the 613. He says it shouldn't be listed. Because Choshev Shekol Mashi Yegiyah, Mishlosh Esrei Midos, Umen Aklal and Izkar. Because he learns that anything is from the Shloshes Remidus is automatically a Daraisa, so it's included in the 613. So now the Rambam is going to ask the Kasha. Listen to the Kasha. V'imaya inyan kimosha choshvo, if he was right, that anything that's learned out from the Yud Gimel Midos is a Daraisa, lama lo manu kovod bal ha'im, v'eisha ta'av, mitzvah v'ne'atim, v'chubez ha'kovod av'im, v'chein kovod ha'chiv ha'godol. That's the Rambam's kasha, because there are other things that the Bab didn't list. Kabeinas avicha v'asimecha l'rabos sachicha hagodol. So why didn't he mention that? He should have mentioned that as a separate mitzvah that you have to mechabed your older brother, and a separate mitzvah you have to mechabed your father's wife, even if she's not your mother. And you have to mechabed your mother's husband, even if he's not your father.
But the Bahá didn't list those. So that's the Rambam's question. He says, if you're okay, Bahá, the Rambam says, I think you're not, it's not right, it's the whole thing. You don't have to list these things in the drashas, because maybe not even the rice. But even if you're going to list them, so be consistent. And list them all. Okay, cover Akiva Godel. Ki Elu, first page.
Because these things we also learned out from the drush. It doesn't say, oh, you have God all in the parashah, but all is there, and it's there from the flow.
I'm Mukabed is a vehicle of Rabbos Achicha Godel. The Omru is a vehicle of Rabbos Bali Mecha, page 13. There's the Mecha of Rabbos Ashes. Avicha, the Moshe Omer Shashem HaTira, the Rabbos Talmidei Chachamim. But he's right. So that's his kasha. So again, the Rambam thinks the whole thing is not true in the first place, but he says, even if you want to say it's true, be consistent. Right? Be consistent. Nope. What do you say to that? One second. One second. So what's the answer? But that's a different person. So you have to say that. In other words, I have a mitzvah to honor my father, and then I have a separate mitzvah to honor my mother. But why should that be? Why should that be the same mitzvah? Right, but it's interesting that. Well, I never thought about this, but whereas you have a lot of things to do. But when you're honoring your father, you're not necessarily honoring your mother. That's a separate thing. I have to, just like I have to daven Kriya Shema, and I have to daven Shemoneh Esrei, and I have to put on tefillin, and I have to sit on the sukkah. I have a lot of things to do. When I'm doing sukkah, it's not matzah. When I'm doing matzah, it's not lulav.
But isn't that obvious? If my mother and father, the way you're doing formal mitzvahs is going to be the same way.
So what? But one is to him and one is to her.
Right.
It's a separate, but it's a separate. When I'm honoring my father, I'm not at this point honoring my mother. I'm honoring my father. Then I'm spending time honoring my mother. but it's two separate. You might have the same obligations, but that it's not the same mitzvah, because just like when I'm davening Shmona Esrei, I'm not davening Kriya Shma.
Meaning
that
they obviously
get
there two different actions, but for them, the action is just a different person. It's not.
Right, but doesn't that make it a different mitzvah? I have a mitzvah to eat matzah, and I have a mitzvah, I'm a kohen, if I would be a kohen, to eat truma. But it's the same thing eating, but this is matzah and this is truma. So just because it's the same thing, but this is, but it's the different things. So that alone should be. Wait, let Eitan say something. Let Eitan say. What Eitan? Loud. But in the end, it's time of both. Parents are one? No, they're not.
It's a unit.
In a unit, but they're different people. If I'm mechaber my father and not my mother, so I didn't do the mitzvah of my mechaber my mother, because I only went mechaber my father. If I'm mechaber my mother and not my father, I'm only do. A person could be great in kibbutz av, and maybe not great in kibbutz ein. That's a good question. Let's say a person's great in kibbutz av, not a kibbutz ein. So do we say he fulfilled kibbutz av in its fullest? He just was mevatel kibbutz ein? Or do we say no? It's one. Or is it one thing? So you want to say, Rabbi Teleki, that it's since it's one verb.
And that would answer the wrong.
So that means that there's no such thing as honoring your father without your mother. It's not shot that you got a full mitzvah of your father and you were missing your mother. It means the whole thing was. Josh, those questions, a person honors his father, he doesn't honor his mother, vice versa. Do we say he did the full mitzvah to his father, and the mother, he didn't do that mitzvah. But we're here, we say maybe not. Maybe it's one mitzvah, and if you don't do both parts of it, it's like tefillin shaliyah, tefillin shalosh, you need the four parshas. If you don't have all four, you don't have anything. So maybe, is Abba aim like the four parshas of tefillin?
Clearly not. Esav was considered to be the highest level of Kibra, but we don't find any great statements on this
Kibra
anywhere.
Yeah, but we don't know. That's my son saying. We don't know. Maybe he was. I don't know.
I imagine not that way either.
Now, Rabbi Talaki wants to say, so it's all one thing, right?
It's all one mitzvah.
So Rabbi Talaki is saying, if Kibbutz Av V'Eim itself is one mitzvah, then you can't expect Achicha HaGadol to be listed as a separate mitzvah, because Eim itself is not listed as a separate mitzvah. And then the answer would be, what you're saying is, it's one verb. It was all mitzvahs in the Torah have
a. I won't say all of them. You still have the question of the seer about the. He counts the Hashem and then a comment says that are mitzvah. It doesn't work for every mitzvah. This works clearly for this specific.
And so Shem Lukachatira, right, the same verb.
Right. It's this specific mitzvah I'm saying.
Right. So Lukachatira is one verb, and yet he counts as two separate mitzvahs.
But here it's a separate. The Rambam Shadow would be a Shadow, we would have to. That also counts
aim as different.
It'll be completely much more logical.
But then we
have a separate mitzvah for the other three.
Yiras Hashem. So Ramla's Yiras Hashem is a mitzvah, and Yiras Chachamim is a separate mitzvah, even though it's the same. So I think he should list. So maybe he should have listed Kibbutz Av and Kibbutz Eim as two separate mitzvahs. About. Josh, what do you say?
This might be a bit of a stretch.
Okay, but I like the stretch.
Would we be able to apply a concept like Bala Pisha or Pisha Kabbalah?
Ooh.
Meaning that since they're like, we're the same person, then we'd be one mitzvah?
Ooh. That is a stretch, that's true. He wants to say Bala Pisha. So maybe.
That's not good. It's still separate mitzvah than the divorce. It's still one
mitzvah, the divorce. Oh, it's true. Yeah, that's a good catch. If the divorce is still, and you don't say about
people. I'm stronger on the aim. It's a separate
thing. Ooh, that's not bad. Telekey. Ooh, wow. I like that catch. So, yeah, Eitan?
If it has to be subtle, then
if we should be separate misses. You're saying that if your father, the Gemara says your father and mother are both asking you for a cup of water at the same time, you're supposed to give your father first. Because your mother also has to honor the father. So therefore, what are you saying based on that? Okay, but that doesn't explain why it's one mitzvah. If anything, that should make sound that it's two mitzvahs, and one mitzvah is stronger than the other.
Isn't it the opposite? Like, if you tell me that my father and mother both ask me for water, and I'm supposed to give my father first, it sounds that's more telling me how I'm supposed to handle one mitzvah, because we don't sit there and normally compile mitzvahs against one another.
So one second. So, Rabbi Telki wants to say the following: that just like we don't miss Abayev in a separate mitzvah, so then you can't expect me to list Achicha Gadol. And so, what's the answer? So why not? So what's the answer? So
whatever the answer is.
Where is it? Hey, so the Kevin Aveim, we can answer the same for that.
We can answer the same.
So what's the answer?
But the verb
doesn't work. You yourself pointed out it doesn't work. Hashem Chachatira is the same verb for Hashem and for Talmid Chacham. Yet there's a mitzvah Yiras Hashem and Yir.
I think they're accepting the title of the Gemara that how can you compare Hashem separated from
that in the second mitzvah. So let's see first what so the Ramban says something about this. Let's see what the Ramban says. Where's this Ramban? Ramban is on page 13. You see where the Ramban is on page 13? So he says that it could be that all these other people you have to honor, your father's wife, your mother's, it's not a separate thing if you honor your father's wife. It's when you're honoring your father's wife, then you're honoring your father. When you're honoring Achicha Gadol, it's not a separate thing. It's you're honoring your parent. So that's why it's not listed as a separate mitzvah. Because it's not a separate here. Look at the base. Aval chicha godim chotcho rishon shein a mitzvah kein el b'chayi ha'avos l'fishu gnai lahem she's bazu toldosim. In other words, it's a gnai for the parent that their children are not respected, especially the older son who's the most respected. So therefore, not honoring the father, the older son is a gnai to the parents. So he says, all part of Kavod Avos. And then he says, Omer v'im in yonam sh'osu mikiv v'aveim mitzvah se'asei achad, m'chal osam in the achas, he osam n'amar m'chal echad, kam kam achiv agadol imam yimne mitzvah achas. Feel him, Omer v'im kiv. Because even if the pasuk, in other words, he says your point too. He says, well, once kiv v'aveim is one mitzvah, so achich agadol is also. So that's how they answer up the Achagadol. Okay. It's still a little difficult to understand the difference between Kibbur Aveim and... But I guess maybe you have to say like Talakiz Dochak, that Aveim, you could say it's one thing, but Hashem and Tamir Chachamim, you can't view that as one mitzvah. You have to view it as a separate thing. Because you can't put anybody in the same breath with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So over there, even though it's one mandate, you're listed as two mitzvahs. But Aveim, it's one mandate. That's what Rabbi Talki suggests. Maybe he's right. Or Bauman, what do you say? You.
So when I looked at it, said, you know, Kibbut Aveim, this was on Beth Avero, it was out the mantle.
Maybe. Okay, now let's continue in the Rambam and see what else he says. Page 14. He says, you have a pasuk that the Rambam says it's for sure all these are rabbanon. Page 16. Yimnu. Osam b'chala mitzvahs. Alfa b'yishe pashti dekro lo yor al dover meyosam anyon. Yim asher shei luebo. Also, hu amro ein mikro yosim yidev yishuto peyos ha-talma b'chol mokom yishal pashti dekro mai kosuv. Shemotzo pasuk yom budu b'meno al tzad habir v'arayi dvor marabim. You can learn a lot of things in one pasuk. Svachim b'machshav zumon klal ha-mitzvahs b'ikor cholim. Right? That's the drasha we saw. In the pasuk in the Yisro, he's hartem esen, right? Bikur cholim nichum aveilim kvoros mesim. Avor adrash aniskar ba'amru itzbarach vodatul mazdech yalchu ba, right? Ba'amru ezadech zugumidas chasadim. Yalchu ze bikur cholim. Ba ze kvoros mesim. Es amase elu hadinim. Asha yasun zol ivnim shonsudim. Chashu ki kol poel u poel mi elu pulos mitzvah fnei atzma. So there, he lists everything. Bikur Cholim, the Bad list is one mitzvah, and Chachadas Kala is another mitzvah. The Yehudu ki Eilu Apulos Kulam V'Domu Lem Nechnos Tachad Mitzvah Chaz Kul Mitzvah Zim Rator B'vur Vur Mero Yisbarach V'Haftol V'Yecha Kamocha. Page 22. So he doesn't think it's right. He thinks that they're all included in Mahaftavayacha Kamocha. Because, meaning, do for other people what you want people to do for you. That if you visit the sick, you would God forbid. If you were to be sick, you'd want someone to accomplish with you. So therefore, the Rambam says, so this idea that the Baha'i, critiquing the Baha'i on this point as well, that he lists all these separate things as being
Percholin and Dr. Kala, the name of these things, he's listening to seven mitzvahs. He says, no. The Rabbanan, like Rav Salvation would say, it's a key in Daraisa, but the actual, there's no tzivui in the Torah of, like, there's a tzivui of Erev Tov Umas. There's not a tzivui of people home.
You can also hear him behind the fact that Ramah gets all these hints of the Mount Sadin. Here he's saying it's not that, in fact, it's not
the right. Well, the Ramah
would say it. But the Ramah would be arguing also on that point. Not only that it's.
Well, I don't know. The Bahad is where you got the most, you know, that comes in the Mitzvah, you saw that Rosh Hashanah, the Mount Sadin.
Right.
So I don't know that at the end of it. He also missed. I mean, it was tested as a separate mitzvah. Separate than deeper colon. The deeper colon is one mitzvah. And of course, the scholars are one of the simple holiness. And then it's a, separate thing with the mitzvah sotah. Now, Vitaliki said in the mitzvah, maybe his rabbi was wrong. Maybe, like he himself said, it could be just a separate thing of just doing nice things, like pulling up your friend. That's not people calling. But just being nice to people and doing taxes. You know, a guy is lonely, so you go over there and spend time with him. So it's a son. It's not necessarily people calling, but it's not a son. That's how it is. It's a son.
Why? So I always thought this was coming from the half of the drop up, and they're different. The man, that whole. Dashing from from Adam and Chava's clothing to down to the Moshe being buried. So that's what's called the
Yes, right. He's quoting that Joshua. Yes. Yeah, same Joshua. Yeah. You see, according to the Bahag, it could be. Rav Salvechik likes to use this phrase that certain things are a chiyim daraisa, even though they're not a chiyiv daraisa. That's what he's saying over here. In other words, there's no chiyiv to mevakar cholim in the Torah, but if you do it, you mekayim, you know, haftalecha kamocha. But the Bahag is saying, perhaps, that no, everything is learned to the drasha, that's a separate mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of Bikur, there's a mitzvah in the Torah of Bikur Cholim, learned that from that pasuk. There's a separate mitzvah of Simchas Kala. So therefore they're listed as separate mitzvahs. They're listed as separate mitzvahs. Yeah, because right. So because it's not like Rav Stavron said, you need a specific pu'ula. I think Jake is right. I think he's just quoting that same Gemara in Bava Metzia with the same drasha.
Then why bring the
Yeah, I don't know. Why doesn't he bring Lefnei Meshuras Hadin? Maybe it's the foul Milas Kesed.
Not necessarily. It's in the ring book. The meals for Sodom is a separate mitzvah here on the list.
Right. Okay, we're here. Okay, right here. Okay, so it comes out a fascinating thing that above and beyond what we learned last year, that whether you list the Rabbanan, so we're having another machlokes, whether you list things that are learned there from the Yud Gimel Midrash Torah Drash. So if you look at the toldos here, we have some extra time. So look on page 26. So the toldos wants to have and then the next maybe we'll finish this packet today, and the next packet we'll see. I'll give out the next packet tomorrow. He wants to say, he wants to give a pshat to why, what's the machlokas between the Rambam and the Bahag. And he wants to be tola on another machlokas. He says, the machlokas Rambam and Bahag is belief in God, one of the Tayyig mitzvahs. Anokhi Hashem Elokecha. Asher Tzosicha. Belief in God. The first of the Rambam listed in the Tayyig Mitzvahs, and the Bahag does not, because the Bahag, you look on page 26, this is nearly on the page 26, but not the Nira that I put the bracket by, the Nira, the two last lines on the left side. The Nira lead the Ram Lishitasu Ozil, the Sphere lay the Mitzvah Rishona, Sha'oma Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hu Anokhi Hashem Elokecha. That's the first Mitzvah. Anokhi Hashem Elokecha. Hey, cool, I feel a bit deeper, call a Mitzvah, Masha, you have Shalom Lishmoa. Because Moshe Rabbeinu perushim the prophets called Ibrahim from the Atzma. Because Matar Kolachas Mekoma. Because he's saying that Anokhi Hashem Elokecha is the first mitzvah, and that includes everything. Mashen Kim Bahagos Yil Tzot Anokhi Hashem Eidim Minyan Mitzvahs. Rak Lo Yehalim Machim Al Pana. Hein Beis Mitzvahs. Any Indian Lukhla Mitzvah Esei B'Mitzvahs Lo Sassim. Yeah, look in the Noam Latoldus, you see it clear, page 26 in the bottom. Shita Taram Hud, Anokhi Hashem Lokecha Ube Minyan HaTayig Mitzvahs. Kshamar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hayek Klulim Bo Kol HaTayig Mitzvahs. Mitzvahs Ese B'Shem Havaya, Mitzvahs Lo Sose B'Shem Lokecha. Dove Shiev Shal Lozen Lishmo. V'chachim Pirish Osan, Moshe Kostin Kol Achaz Mekomo. Tates over the Ragman Shekhozu Furish B'Torah, Nechshav Mitayeg mitzvahs, lonil ben gzeir shav mishar mitzvah. Ilu lo yukulim ben okhe shav lukecha. He says, shat na nokhi Hashem lukecha is the mitzvah to believe in Hashem. Who commanded us, tying mitzvahs. That's why it says Hashem Elokecha. Hashem is the Midas Rachamim, that's all mitzvahs essay. And Elokecha is all the mitzvahs los essay. Look in the bottom. So Anochi Hashem Elokecha means you have to believe in God who commanded all the mitzvahs essay and all the mitzvahs los essay. And now I'm going to tell you what they are. So the Talmud says that's the first mitzvah. So the first mitzvah is in the Chumash. This is the mitzvah of God that I'm giving you, Hashem Elokecha. And here's the list. So therefore, anything that's not the Beirush, it's not going to include the 613, because the first mitzvah is the mitzvah of Elokecha, Hashem Elokecha. I'm giving you mitzvah sensei and mitzvah sensei. And now I'm going to write into the Chumash what they are. So it's not in the Chumash, it's not in the Chumash. But the Baha'i doesn't learn Elokecha has to be a mitzvah. What's Elokecha? That's just what we call in English a prereq. You know, there is, you have to believe in God, but that's not the first mitzvah. See, if it's the first mitzvah, so then anything that's written in the Torah afterwards is a subcategory of that Hashem Elokecha. So therefore, it has to be the Ferish and Pasuk, or else it's not going to be counted. But according to the Baha'i, look at page 27 in all the Torahs. Anochi hu einu minyan ha-mitzvahs. Ha-mitzvahs hizkiru min lo yelucha. Right? The mitzvahs begin lo yelucha lo him ha-peri. Lo sasa peso. Ha-im nachshon mishne mitzvahs lo sasa v'aser sabi. There's much yetcha she mitzvahs esi yuklu in mitzvahs lo sasa. Yetcha yetcha lo marcha kol mitzvahs yuklu b'dir v'rishon. Prat kulam on remotion v'yad v'ura. Ke einu mitzvah v'furish v'torah yosef yikus. Ke mitzvahs v'loy rachma d'egzeh ha-shavah. You see, if you hold like the Rambam, then Anochi Hashem Elokecha is the first of the Tayyig Mitzvahs, and he's including all the Tayyig Mitzvahs. So then, whatever's going to be said afterwards is the explanation. But if you think Anochi Hashem Elokecha is not from the Tayyig Mitzvahs, that's just, you know, of course you have to believe, or else the whole religion doesn't get off the ground. That's a gift. So we're not saying that there was a first mitzvah and a mitzvah of everything. This is a prereq. This is beforehand. Is the first. So according to the Baha'i, the told us is saying that according to the Baha'i, you don't, in other words, it's not nichlas or anything, any drasha could go. But if you're saying Anochi Hashem Elokecha is the first mitzvah, and that's the Tayyig mitzvahs, so then the things that are going to be mentioned afterwards are what Hashem Elokecha means. And they have to be mefurish. Maybe yes, maybe no.
Is it so possible for the Baha'i Ma'am including Anochi Hashem Elokecha? It's not exactly terrible average. It's mitzvahs. And certain mitzvahs you seem are not.
Yeah, so that we're going to have to talk about more. But
the Gemara is very conscious of that. I don't know about whether the right to Rabban or who's
so that's what the Baal told us she did, that the Machlokas Rabban and Rabban, Rabban and Rabban, are totally on if I don't get you on the the first mitzvah, but it's just a prerequisite. It's the first mitzvah, and if this is the mitzvah that's going to include all the mitzvahs mentioned afterwards, and that's the Hashem Elokecha. And now here's the list. So if it's not the Feirish, it's not part of it. But according to the Baha'i, Elokecha Hashem Elokecha is not a mitzvah at all. That's the assumption that you have to believe in that. And now, these are the mitzvahs, and anything can be a mitzvah even in some sense. Okay, that's it. Okay.
No,
he says, Lo Yeloch Elokim.
But the Gemara said that, okay.
Okay, so yes, right. Right.
The only thing I know, the only two I know on the list, 100%, I don't know
right.
That's everything else is, we could argue about what the rules are, but that, those four are very explicit.
Right. Right, so we're going to, you're not the first one to ask this question. Okay. I think we're going to stop here now. And tomorrow I'll give out a, I thought this packet might take 2 days, but it took 1 day, so the Baruch Hashem tomorrow, I'll give you our packet Zion. and we'll go from there. Okay, motion.